Wisconsin's Afternoon News is on the air, broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Here are your hosts, John McCure and Julia Fellow.
Everybody who sent the really nice texts about baby Theo, our grandson being born, thank you so much.
More than 100. Wow.
That's really, really
cool.
We're
all so happy for you, John.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, thanks for surprising me. That was really nice. Hey, this shouldn't be much of a surprise. The streetcar is in the news again today. It has been a lot lately. A couple guys really working hard to keep that there. And on top of it is WTMJ's Adam Roberts. Adam?
As always, John and Julia. Yeah, new developments. And this relates to a job posting from the city of Milwaukee. We've been talking a lot about particularly one Alderman Scott Spiker, Bob Donovan, back in the news cycle again, trying to get rid of the streetcar. Seems like there's been a lot of Scott Spiker in our newscasts recently.
Yes,
but he's making it very clear he wants to get this thing put down. Well, the city now responding by seeking applicants for a spokesperson for the streetcar, which, first of all, I was surprised that there wasn't already someone in this position. Like, you'd think for something that gets as much public malignment as the streetcar in the public eye, you'd have someone kind of fighting back. I know there's a new streetcar system manager, James Venue, who I've spoken to before, but that's different. He just makes sure the streetcar runs on time. We're close to that. But this new position just got posted about a week ago, and credit Vanessa Swales of the Journal Sentinel for first catching on to this. But pretty big dollar amounts if you want to be the spokesperson for the streetcar. Anywhere between $90,000 and $108,000. And that
you
depends.
You better not apply. We can't lose you.
Yeah, Mr. Transportation Guy.
Well, so the bump up to 108 is if you live in the city, they'll have some residency incentives. So if you live here, you get a little bit more money. Now, I was told by the Department of Public Works when I asked them that this posting was not in response to the alderman's recent push.
Oh, please.
It was posted October 23rd. The alderman basically has spent the last month railing against the streetcar, pun intended. Interestingly, we remember from a few days ago, he had handwritten that letter to Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy asking to remove federal grant obligations that the city owes in case it were to take the streetcar out. Got to pay almost $50 million. Well, I asked him about that during the parking ticket event I was at yesterday, which we talked about, and I asked him, because he brought up the streetcar, surprise, surprise. So I asked, hey, have you heard back from him yet? And basically said he's been left unread so far.
Obviously, the secretary has a lot on his plate, including a government shutdown that is impeding the normal course of business. So I'm happy, if he can hear my request, happy to give any grace. I understand this doesn't happen overnight.
It's a fair point.
It's true. It's
Duffy was at the Transportation Roundtable with the vice president today regarding air traffic.
Yeah, we saw him on TV. Hey, I got a quick question for you. So why do we need a spokesperson for the HOP? Why doesn't the DPW handle that? Like, the bus system doesn't have their own spokesperson. The garbage trucks don't have their own spokesperson.
They do.
All right, does the garbage truck branch have their own person?
The MCTS has their own.
Is there somebody on snowplows who does their own thing? Why can't DPW handle it?
And DPW does have a spokesperson.
But why don't they handle talking on behalf of the HOP?
Well, she has, but you could...
It's less than 2 miles.
What? I just don't get this.
Do you think that good karma would let me have that as a second job?
Well, you could surely do it.
What is that? Do you know how much more money I could make?
And that's a 3-hour-a-week job, isn't it? Well, not with Spiker in office.
Yeah, you could work around the clock.
Yeah, you're working around. I. This is not a partisan comment on my part. I don't understand the workflow and the workload that the HOP needs its own spokesperson.
$108,000?
Yeah, even if you're entry level, $90,000?
$90,000, yeah.
Okay, I guess that's all.
He's looking at the application. That's what's going on.
I'm looking at my article.
Close out your computer.
You better not.
Yeah, close that out. You're not going anywhere. Don't even think about it. Unless you're like Julia, you could do both jobs.
Well, I'm not a scofflaw like Julia. I'm committed to my position.
Yeah.
That's true.
Charles Benson taught me that.
Well,
I
bet Charles Benson doesn't know that you have gotten 50 parking tickets in the last couple of years. Charles, literally 50. I know. Look at his eyebrows. His eyebrows have never gone up that far in his life. Okay, we got to get out of here.
Charles, it was a mistake. Okay.
We'll report back to you with the latest streetcar happenings when something inevitably goes down tomorrow.
Let us know when you fill out the application.
Don't!